A court in Jerusalem Al-Quds has resumed hearing the murder case of Mohammed Abu Khadir, the Palestinian kid that was kidnapped a month ago by Yusuf Hayim bin David, 29 years old, and two others. They burnt Mohammed alive before going home to play some guitar, as they confessed before. Abu Khadir's family and many other activists came to demonstrate in front of the court, asking for a life imprisonment for the killers of Mohammed and especially for Ben David.
We Palestinians are gathered here in front of the Israeli court to protest and speak out and loud against the murderers, Zionists, the settlers who have killed with cold blood the child Mohammed Abu Khadir 1 month ago. It is a protest against the court, as the court is an Israeli one and the judge is an Israeli one. We hope that he will be sentenced into prison to life.
Israeli forces tried to prevent Palestinians from demonstrating in front of the court by attacking them and forcing them to leave, but the protesters kept chanting against the court and the Israeli occupation.
We are here to say to the Israelis, go out of our homeland. This our homeland, not their homeland. The police and the Israelis, the big Israelis, go and kill us and kill the Palestinian children. Why?
The killing of Mohammed was a start for more coming attacks from settlers on Palestinians, and these situations showed that the Israeli forces were not willing to stop settlers' acts against Palestinians who are residents of Jerusalem Al-Quds.
In one of the previous court hearings for the murderer of Mohammed Abu Khadir, his lawyer said that he is suffering from a deep mental distress. So would that be a way to get him released out of that? From Occupy Jerusalem Al-Quds, Sabrine Taha, Press TV.